Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a good old-fashioned weekend. Time to get back in the groove of things. It's the last day of August. Yes, it's August 31st, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past, 48 hours? Yeah, since it was the weekend, in around 5 minutes. Well, we've been hearing rumors and talks about Apple, of course, unveiling. Of course, that new iPhone will be next month. That's a given. But what about that Apple TV? Well, we're not so sure still about that yet. Although the rumors are getting a little bit more juicy. Seems the Apple TV is now going to be set for October launch. Yes, that would be after the event, so maybe there's still hope we're going to see one. Probably the biggest info coming from this rumor is it's $199? Really? So as far as our rumor hardware goes, what are we going to get for $199? Well, an A8 processor. And of course, there's that speculation that Apple's new set-top box is going to come with Siri support. There's also going to be a new touchscreen remote control and a more interactive interface, according to these sources. Now, here's something to ask yourself. We did have a set-top box that was $99, and then, of course, that got that price cut. Now, we're talking about $149 to $199. Are you on board? Yeah, if it's $99, yeah, I'll be on board. Yeah, that might be the wrong direction to go there, Apple. Especially if you're thinking about a $40 a month streaming TV service to go along with it. Hey, but these are rumors. We shall see. All right, Europeans, I'm about to give you some sad news on your Monday, because what better day of the week to do that? Did you know you're not recycling properly your electronic waste? Well, now you do. According to the United Nations of Interpol, they have found about 35% of European Union's electronic waste, which, by the way, weighs about 3.2 million tons. It was actually exported or was improperly trashed. And you're saying exported? Exporting trash? Yeah, a lot of that goes to China. That's a different story. Of course, the ones that didn't get shipped, yeah, those end up in landfills and all those toxins right back into the soil. So here's the bigger question. What is the EU going to do about it? Well, researchers are suggesting they have tighter coordination between police and other relevant outfits. Pretty much taking a legal stance behind this, that, hey, you threw your computer away? Hey, now you're going to have to pay. Phone data now apparently can predict infectious disease outbreaks. Yes, this is according to people over at Princeton and Harvard. Yes, the researchers have analyzed the phone call records of about 15 million Kenyans. Nah, they weren't spying on them. They just wanted to study the spread of seasonal diseases. So apparently what they did, they used anonymous records between 2008 and June of 2009. Then they compared that data to areas where there was apparently outbreaks of diseases. The movement patterns actually matched the locations with the highest risk of diseases within that year-long period. One of the Harvard analysts actually went on to say, "Our analysis shows that mobile phone data may be used to capture seasonal human movement patterns, and these will be relevant for understanding childhood infectious diseases." Yes. Now, the researchers are actually planning to test the same method if it's effective for, say, forecasting malaria or even cholera outbreaks, hoping that if they have the same success, they can share that data then to doctors. And finally, have you ever had that dream about going off to Mars? Thinking, yeah, that'll never happen. Well, I bet these six people never thought it'd happen. But they're really not going to Mars. They're just going to be locked inside a dome for about a year. Oh, yes, this is NASA reality television. Yes, a group of six people have bid farewell to the rest of the world last Friday to begin their long stay cramped inside a dome in Hawaii. Wow, what a way to spend a trip in Hawaii, trapped in a dome for a year. Now, of these people, apparently there's a Frenchman astrobiologist, there's a German psychiatrist, and there's an American pilot, there's an American architect, and an American journalist. Starting to sound like a joke, isn't it? Six people walk into a dome. Anyways, the team is actually going to have to endure living together in a 36-foot wide, 20-foot tall dome. And if they actually do want to go outside in Maui, Hawaii, they got to do that in a spacesuit. Oh, and to go along with their dream vacation? Yeah, they're not going to have any access to their comfort food either. It's all going to be that NASA rehydrated crap. Surely these people didn't volunteer for this. Any bets they got a thing in the mail saying, "Hey, you want a trip to Hawaii? All expenses paid." Yeah, you get what you pay for. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. Twitter is there as well, at British Tech on Twitter. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. But until then, hope your Monday's going well. Just think, a few more hours and you'll be home. In any case, have a good day, and thank you so much for listening.